time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Mayor Lynice Peterman from Helper. It's always fun to talk about, you know, what's going on in Helper. And since Helper is Utah's Christmas town, we'll talk a little bit about the parade festivities and those kinds of things. Always good to bring them in. The parade this year seemed like it was a pretty successful event. We've got a great concert going on this Saturday up there in Helper. We'll discuss that. And then, of course, if we're talking with Lynice, we're talking about all the grants that are coming into Helper, because this lady can write a grant like nobody's business, I think. Lynice, thank you so much for coming in today, and happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. I love talking about Helper, and you know, we're going to get right into it. And let's talk about the light parade, which happened, and it seemed like it was a pretty big success.
Absolutely. It was amazing. The floats were just stellar this year. I thought they really took it up a notch, and it was a lot of fun, which it always is. So we were excited to host.
Always is. Had plenty of people up there for both nights, and then, of course, capped it off with fireworks on the Saturday evening. So great time was had by all, and looking forward to it, as always, for next year already. I'm sure you guys are already planning.
Absolutely.
You can't rest on your laurels at all. All right, so let's talk about something that's coming up on the 18th. It is a classical Christmas at the Rio Theater. And this is going to be a lot of fun. Plus, it's when Kenny was in here, I was talking to him about it. It's kind of a big deal.
It's absolutely a big deal. We'll have a small group of the Prague Orchestra on site to share Christmas by Vivaldi Saturday evening at 7 p.m. at the Rio Theater. I think it's going to be just stellar.
It is. And the thing that really got me when he said it is that, you know, pieces of this have been done before, but it's never been done together in one setting. And that's what I told him. I said, so I think people need to understand this is the world premiere of this piece, and it's going to be there in Helper, Utah.
It is. We really have done such a wonderful job upgrading the Rio with Kenny Driggs and West Coast Show Support that we're able to host events of this nature where people actually want to come to Helper because of the improved sound system, the ambiance of the theater, and the vibe of the town. So we're honored to have them here.
So get on up there, check that out. Tickets are available on, I believe it's eventbrite.com. And Brite is Brite.com. Tickets are available. Check that out. And if it makes you feel any better, too, Kenny says they're going to end the evening with a Christmas sing-along, because you have to.
That's right. So that's
you just
coming.
Have to. So you're going to get audience participation as well. So get on out there for that. So let's talk a little bit about one of the things that's near and dear to you when it comes to Helper, and that's getting grants and applying for grants and things. You said you got a couple that you wanted to talk about and give a shout out to, even a local business here in the area that's going to help out with some refurbishments along the parkway in Helper.
Right. Castleview Hospital has teamed up with Helper City to do some river walkway repairs. We actually have taken out the bridge over the small ravine. It was really in terrible condition. So it goes to the health of the community, how people utilize the walkway and walk. And we thought that was a great tie-in to Castleview, who is, of course, their primary concern are the health of our citizens. So they graciously have funded that, as well as we are looking to create some entryway pillars to allow people to know, you know, Helper is coming up. This is a design element that the USU architecture group came up with that Danny Blatton has now is working into a reality for us. So I'm excited to see yet another project from that overall design plan kind of come to fruition for Helper.
And it's got to be refreshing and you know, reassuring that when the architects from Utah State that kind of oversee and look at things like that are going on in Helper just look at you and say, you know what, you guys are nailing it. Just keep going with it and doing what you're doing.
Absolutely. You know, we actually have been working with Danny from Original Creations as well on the return of the arch. And he has given us some preliminary drawings, and we are now looking to fund some of that But the AIA out of Salt Lake City, when we shared the design with them, they were like, oh my gosh, you guys are just nailing it. This, you know, it reflects the industrial nature. It ties back to your Main Street design elements. You're doing great. Keep going.
And you were saying that you're going to do a mock-up of it and maybe put what, because what you want is you want, you know, people from Helper, you want their input on this.
Absolutely. So we're looking to mock up different locations for the arch. So you'll see one on the north end of Main Street, one on the south end. We can't put it back where it previously stood because of UDOT considerations. So we have to stay Poplar North, where Helper City actually owns the road. And we've even thought about putting it over the park, the entryway of the park. So we're really wanting to have the community rally behind this and let us know where they think it should go. And that'll be a fun thing coming in the future for us all to look at and decide. And then it comes down to chasing the money.
And
it,
you know what? And we have no doubt that you'll find it. You always do. Yeah. Lenise, thank you so much for coming in today. Happy holidays. Appreciate you coming in. And looking forward to 2022 and what it's going to bring for Helper. It's going to be an exciting year. Looking forward to it.
It really is. We're on the brink. And, you know, I think we're going to get a lot accomplished in the next year or two and really start to tie up a lot of these projects.
All right. Lenise Peterman, Mayor of Helper City, thank you so much once again for coming in. And we'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.